Welcome to our Ideal Compassionate Other Imagery Exercise. Now, this practice is about imagining your ideal compassionate other, what we will call your ideal compassionate image. This exercise involves imagining another being, person or mind, that has complete compassion for you. Now remember, when you do imagery, your images may be quite fleeting, or you may only have a sense of something. It's not the clarity of the image that's important, but just your focus. Okay, to start with then, sit comfortably and engage once again with your soothing rhythm breathing and friendly facial expression. Now, consider what qualities you would like your compassionate image to have. Maybe complete acceptance of you, no matter what. Or maybe you'd like your compassionate image to have a deep concern and affection for you, or a sense of kinship and belonging. For example, if you are a person who feels they don't deserve complete compassion, then imagine your compassionate image as understanding that concern, but also helping you with that feeling. If you are someone who believes that they don't feel very understood, then you might imagine your compassionate image as completely understanding of you. Your compassionate image is ideal for you. It is also someone who understands the human condition very well, maybe because they've been through difficulties themselves. They understand that as humans, we all just find ourselves here. We are born, we grow up, and somehow we become the people we are, with a brain and a set of feelings or fantasies or life's problems that we didn't choose, but trying to do the best we can. Sometimes we may try to hide or repress our feelings and fantasies, but the thing is, our ideal compassionate image understands that struggle, because it is so much part of being a human being. Your ideal compassionate image will always try to help you become more compassionate to yourself and others, and will never criticize you. With these thoughts in mind, let's start the imagery work. Let's focus on what your ideal compassionate image might look like. Would you want your ideal compassionate image to be old or young? To be male or female? Or perhaps even non-human, such as an animal, the sea, or light. When you think of your ideal compassionate image, just notice what comes to mind. As you practice over time, you may find that different images come to mind. You don't have to hang on to any of them. Just see what happens and go with what you feel is helpful to you. What would your compassionate image sound like? If they were to communicate with you, what would their voice tone be like? If your image is human-like, then what are their facial expressions? Notice that they might smile at you or show concern for you. With these thoughts in mind, Spend the next 30 seconds imagining your absolute ideal compassionate image that's perfect for you in every way, just fitting exactly what you need from a compassionate others. Sometimes it can help if we imagine a pleasant place where we feel completely safe and comfortable, a place where we would like to meet our compassionate ideal other. So imagine such a place and imagine that your image is coming towards you, coming to meet you, and you are going towards them. You can feel their pleasure in coming to see you. Then imagine them being with you and either standing in front of you or standing or sitting next to you or close to you. Spend 30 seconds just imagining that scene. Now take a few moments to consider any other sensory qualities that seem to be associated with your ideal compassionate image. Consider the sound of their compassionate voice. Any colors that seem associated with them. Focus on the sense of presence of this ideal compassionate image being with you. Spend 30 seconds just allowing your mind to imagine the various sensory qualities, such as the look, the sound, perhaps the feel of your ideal compassionate image. Now imagine how your compassionate ideal became compassionate. Maybe they had had many experiences of pain and suffering, doing good and bad things, but have learned how to dedicate themselves to the compassionate path. So the idea is that your compassionate image is not some distant force or being who knows little of the suffering and pain of humanity. Your compassionate image will understand it in a deep way. Their wisdom comes from inner knowledge of the pain and suffering that is part of life. Their objective and deepest wish is to offer you complete compassion on your path through life. Spend the next 30 seconds imagining this aspect of your compassionate, ideal other. We're now going to focus on imagining that your compassionate image has certain qualities. We will begin by focusing on the qualities of warmth and safeness. Focus on the sense of safeness, kindness, and warmth that you feel with this image. Keeping to your own compassionate facial expression and imagine enjoying the company of this image. Imagine what it would be like if you felt complete safeness with this image. Remember, it doesn't matter if you do or don't feel safe. The key thing is just to imagine what it would be like if you did. Notice the feelings arising in you if you could feel safe with this image, and if you did feel safe with this image. Spend 30 seconds just experiencing those images. Now we are going to focus on the sense of their maturity, authority, and confidence. They are not overwhelmed by your pain or distressed. They are not put off by strange things that can go on in our minds, but remain present, enduring it with you. Imagine what it would be like to be with such an ideal, compassionate other who is there just for you, who conveys to you their sense of authority, strength, and confidence. And these are qualities that are put at your disposal. Spend the next 30 seconds just imagine being with your ideal, compassionate other who has these qualities. Your compassionate image will also have great wisdom that comes through from their experience and dedication. As part of this wisdom is their kindness, sense of authority, and deep desires to be helpful and supportive. So as you're with this figure, just imagine their wisdom enabling them to truly understand the struggles that you go through in life, your hopes and your fears. This wisdom they bring for you. Spend 30 seconds just imagining being with your ideal compassionate image and feeling this great wisdom in them. Now focus on your compassionate image having a very deep commitment to you. Imagine that no matter what, your compassionate image is fully accepting and committed to supporting you in becoming more compassionate to yourself, to others, and coping with life. Imagine that their acceptance, kindness, and commitment is freely given to you. It is their sole objective, and there is nothing that you could do that would cause it to go away unless you really wanted it to. If you notice thoughts of not deserving, just notice those thoughts and bring yourself back to remembering that you are practicing developing parts of your own mind. The image that you are creating is an image that is being created from your own mind. So spend the next 30 seconds just imagining the feeling that comes in you when you sense your compassionate image is fully committed to caring about you and for you, to help you on your compassionate path. We are now going to do one more practice of focusing. So keeping your own friendly, compassionate facial expression with your soothing rhythm breathing, imagine your ideal compassionate image saying the following to you in as kind and a warm voice as you can imagine, with a full commitment to you. May you be free of suffering, and say your name in your mind. May you be happy, and say your name in your mind. May you flourish, and say your name in your mind. And may you find peace and say your name in your mind. So for the next minute, just imagine your compassionate image looking at you with kindness and saying those things and genuinely wishing that for you to be free of suffering, to be happy, to flourish, and to find peace. Now, in your own time, open your eyes or refocus, letting the image you have begin to fade. Remember, this is your own imagination at work. You are calling on your inner compassionate capacity, opening doors to your compassionate abilities and compassionate feelings, and the way compassion can help you. Therefore, those feelings can be accessible anytime by practicing and focusing, because they are part of you. They have come from you. Once you have learnt to attend to them and turn to them, they can be called upon any time. Try to remember then to practice each day or as often as you can, even if it's just for a short time period, and even if you don't go through all of the attributes that we have today. Sometimes we just need to focus on our compassionate image and just bring to mind a picture and a sense and a feeling of that image. And that's enough to give us a sense of presence, a sense of being helped from within. Here are a few further tips to help you with your practice. First, keep in mind that you can pause the recording any time if you want longer to practice specific parts. Second, keep in mind that you may have no clear images but only fleeting impressions. This is fine, and don't struggle to create sharp pictures in your mind. Remember, there's nothing forced in these exercises. It's more about exploring a kind of gentle playfulness. Third, if nothing else, try to imagine a warm, compassionate voice tone from your image that is kind, supportive, encouraging, and understanding. One that recognizes how difficult life can be sometimes, and some of the difficult emotions and thoughts that can go through our minds. Fourth, imagine your feelings for this compassionate image as ones of deep friendliness and complete safeness. If that's difficult for you, then imagine what kind of individual would give you those feelings and how you could create them. Fifth, as for the compassionate self-image, so with the compassionate other image. If you struggle with any of these exercises, don't worry, just do the best you can. Some days may be easier than others, but it's the effort that we put into them that counts. This is the end of the compassionate image exercise. All our compassionate wishes go with you.